The Mid-Norfolk Railway, located just off the A11 at Wimbledon, is a 15-mile preserved heritage railway, one of the longest in Great Britain. Preservation efforts began in 1974, but the line reopened to passengers only in the mid-1990s as part of the new generation, as it was called, of heritage railways. Regular services run through the centre of Norfolk between the market towns of Wimbledon and Dereham, and occasional sightseer services continue north of Dereham, passing the nearby village of Hoe, where there is no station, to the limit of the operational line at Worthing. The line is being restored further north still, and we meet now some of the volunteers grafting away during the work. Paul Young went to the line's frontier point on the northern section of the line to the picturesque County School Station.
My name is Richard Laxon.
And we're here today at County School Station. Lovely spring morning, and there's quite a lot of activity going on here.
Yes, we're the young volunteer group from the North Norfolk Railway. And every March for the last 2 years, we've come along and helped the Mid-Norfolk Railway clear the picnic area here at County School.
How many people have you got here today?
I reckon about 15 to 18.
All ages. Where are they mainly from?
That's a good question. You'd think most of them are local, and a fair portion are, but we have people from Thetford. There's people due to come from the home counties, and we've even got people coming from Leicestershire.
That's a long way to come, just for one day.
Well, yes, it is, but it's the children who thoroughly enjoy the junior club. And there are connections, the Leicestershire people, the parents are on the board of the North Norfolk Railway or the MGN Society. The people from the home counties, they've got a holiday home up here. It's those types of connections.
It's a lovely concept. You're from the North Norfolk Railway and you're here on the Mid-Norfolk Railway helping out. Mm-hmm. How did this all happen?
Well, it's personal, really. I used to bring my two young children here. And they used to mess around at the county school, and I personally was, I wouldn't say actively involved, but involved when county school reopened all those years ago. And I just have a connection.
So you're going to do some clearance, and I see there's a pit being dug over there. What's going to happen there?
Well, it's us parents really leading the way. We were all brought up with bonfires as kids on a Sunday in the garden with mum and dad. These children don't have the opportunity. And a few years ago when we did this, the gleam in the eyes of the youngsters when they were actually allowed to deal with fire, real fire, was a wonder to be seen. So we have a bonfire and they bring up jack of potatoes, and we have jack of potatoes on the bonfire, just like you and I used to have as kids.
It's a lovely spot, isn't it, County School?
Oh, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. It is in the heart of Norfolk. It's a cross between what was industrial, i.e. the railway, and rural. And you get the best of both worlds.
And the Mid-Norfolk Railway is striving very hard now, and they're getting very close to bringing trains back. What do you think to that, trains back here at County School?
Overall, I think it'll be absolutely brilliant for reenacting history for a start, but for tourist attraction for this part of the county. Spot on.
Richard, I won't stop you any longer. Thank you very much and good luck.
Pleasure, thank you. Nice to meet you.
So you're sawing a branch here, Mark. How are you finding it?
Quite hard.
You're nearly there. Keep going.
Yeah.
Hello, Ali. You're the junior club supervisor.
Yeah, I am, yeah. Oh!
Timber! Yeah. So what exactly does your role entail?
Well, just basically supervising the children. Just joining in as well. Helping and having a bit of fun, really. Yeah.
I'm walking along the footpath, which runs alongside the railway line here at County School. And in front of me, there's a gentleman driving a mini tractor. And I'm going to have a word with him.
My name's David Walton. I've been working on this site for about 12 years now. I tend to do all the grounds, the orchard and all the sort of park areas, picnic areas, footpaths and that sort of thing. But there's only one or two of us that do that sort of thing now, so it takes a long time to get it all done. We could do with a lot more volunteers.
And you've got plenty of volunteers here today.
Yeah, this is the North Norfolk Junior Group, who this is their third visit, and they do a great job clearing the lower picnic area, part of the site, and when they finish that, we can open it up to the public, and perhaps they'll move on to another part of the site.
It's a lovely day today, no rain, sun is shining, nice and warm, yes. And you're sitting here in your orange hi-vis on a tractor.
Yes, it's not a bad little job. I tend to do it about one day a week, try to keep the footpaths clear, because we get lots and lots of walkers here at the weekends, especially in the summer, and sometimes in the winter as well, and we like to keep the paths open for that, they can enjoy the scene.
It's a lovely setting, isn't it, County School?
Yeah, it's a very nice setting. We've got lots of wildlife. Anybody interested in photographing wildlife, if they sat quietly down here on one of the benches and with a camera, they could see lots of interesting bits and pieces.
I noticed with interest, I walked down to the end of the Mid-Norfolk Railway line here at County School, and there's a bridle path beyond there.
Yes, that's right. There's a bridle path that... it follows the track bed of the original railway, and... there's a gate which forms the boundary with Mr. Howell's farm. After that, the bridleway gets very, very chewed up by his cows. But eventually, I think he's got to realise that, a footpath will eventually, and then hopefully followed by the actual track going through to Fakenham eventually.
That'd be wonderful, wouldn't it?
It would, yes.
Your volunteers for the Mid-Norfolk Railway are making great progress. I think they're at Worthing now.
Yeah, to just beyond Worthing Level Crossing, and it's only about half a mile then to North Elmham. When they get to North Elmham, they've got to build a platform, because the original station building is in private hands, so they can't use that, so they'll probably build a platform on the south side of the level crossing, and then we can get trains up to North Elmham, and then eventually up to County School, which would be great, because it'll bring revenue and get the place restored.
It certainly will be a magical moment.
Yeah.
I can just see steam now above the buildings.
Yeah.
Oh, that's smoke. Sorry, they're having a bonfire.
Yeah, they're having a good old bonfire, get rid of all these brambles and scrub, and hopefully expose the grass, get that to be grown. It'll be a nice little park area for people to come and visit and maybe contribute to the coffers of the county school box and get some more work done.
Is there a tea room here?
There is a tea room, there's a lovely little tea room, which is normally open from Easter to September, but again, it's very short of volunteers. We have one lady who did it last year, and she was the only person that did it, who opened most weekends. If we could get two or three more people to take their turn in it, it'd be a nice little earner.
So, to find out to be a volunteer, it's all on the website, the Mid-Norfolk Railway website?
Yes, or visit the station, or come up here at the weekend and we can tell them all about it.
OK, well, I won't stop you any longer. I'll let you start up and good luck.
OK.
Paul Young reporting there from the delightful County School station on the Mid-Norfolk Railway. The line is due to reach North Elmham later this year as restoration continues. There are steam train services on much of the line and they'll be running this coming weekend on a 1 hour and 40 minute round trip. Maybe a day out for a Father's Day treat. The dining car offers cream teas and high teas, very popular. So you need to book those in advance. The major stations on the line are at Wimden Abbey, another beautiful and attractive spot, and at Dereham. For train times and fares, you can search the Mid-Norfolk Railway online. The website there is mnr.org.uk, MNR for the Mid-Norfolk Railway. So that website again is mnr.org.uk. And the website, as I say, has got some train times on it. You can find out when you can catch a steam train for the summer.